Hello and welcome to the Texans Talk podcast. I'm your host for today, Anthony Wood, and with me is none other than Houston Texans tight end Darren Fells. So first of all, thanks very much for joining us. I really appreciate your time. And of course, wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday as well. How did you celebrate in quarantine this year?
I mean, the same thing I've been doing every single day with the kids, riding bikes and swimming pool, pretty much.
Absolutely. And I guess it has its plus sides, being in quarantine at the moment, being able to spend more time with the family. Is that something that you found these last few weeks, that it's had its benefits to an extent?
I mean, this has had a typical off season for me, where I try to stay at home as much as possible because during the season I can't see my family as much. So our off season is really involved around the kids, taking them out and doing things. So the hardest thing is just not being able to take them to parks and other things like that. So it really hasn't been that drastic of a difference, I guess.
Absolutely. And your journey into the NFL was slightly different from most, if I may say. I mean, I wanted to bring that up for a moment, if I may. You played 5 years of professional basketball between Belgium, France, Finland, Argentina, and Mexico. What are your personal sort of highlights from this period?
I've been a huge fan of traveling my whole life. So being able to go to all these different countries, experience their culture, their foods, and just lifestyle in general, it was a pretty awesome experience. And then just seeing how every country approaches different things, and whether it's sports or I'm a huge foodie, so culinary was a huge thing when especially in Belgium with their waffles, fries, and chocolates and beers and everything like that was pretty awesome to experience their culture.
Absolutely. I spent some time living in the Netherlands and around Belgium as well. So the fries, I completely agree. I always tell everyone, go there. You've got to try it. So when you were living abroad, did you find these constant moves tough to adjust to, or and the language barriers as well?
The move wasn't that hard for me personally. It was more of the language barrier. With Belgium and Finland, it wasn't that hard because the majority of their people there speak English. So that cultural difference wasn't that hard to adjust to. But when I ended up getting to France and Mexico and Argentina, those were a lot harder to adjust to because everybody there spoke their national language. So Argentina was Spanish, Mexico Spanish, and then French in France. So I had to try to figure out how to adjust to that.
Absolutely, I can imagine. And I was speaking to Drew Doughty over at the Texans just a couple of days ago. He mentioned that I should bring up with you, what was your most heated rivalry experience in basketball? There was one in particular he mentioned in Mexico.
Huge rivalry against Jalapa when I was in Mexicali. That was the biggest thing. They were the team to beat and everybody hated. So that was like the biggest rivalry there.
And what about it made it such a heated rivalry? Was it the fan bases? Was it just the atmosphere? What was it like?
A little bit of both. And then the fact that Jalapa has been the team to beat for years. So it's just one of those rivalries where the minute you step in that gym, you know you have to give it your all because everybody's blood is boiling a little bit more in that game.
Absolutely. And you made the decision to jump to the NFL. What exactly went into that choice? And was it a hard choice to make from your point of view?
The hardest choice for me was the stability, because I've been doing basketball for so long. I've been playing basketball since I was 4 years old, and I didn't play football till high school. So the ability of knowing that I had a job playing basketball for almost as long as I can, and then doing something that I haven't done in 9 years was the biggest worry. But overall, I felt it was the best choice for me and then also my future family, because playing basketball overseas isn't best for a family. So that was the biggest thing in my mindset. So I was looking into my future and seeing where I wanted to be.
Absolutely. And obviously 2019, it marked your first year with the Texans. What was it that made you, what was it that convinced you to make that move to Houston? What was it about the team?
I just loved what they were all about. It's a team that thrives for tough, dependable, smart guys. And they have a philosophy that is built around like a family atmosphere, and just knowing that was a huge thing that I wanted to be a part of. And then just talking with the coaching staff and a bunch of teammates, it was just one of those bonds that I felt hit right off the bat.
Absolutely, and it certainly seemed to hit off the bat. Obviously, a career year for you, 341 yards, 7 touchdowns. A really formidable partnership with Deshaun Watson. What do you think it is about the two of you that makes such a strong pairing?
It's just the trust. That's the biggest thing is when it comes to a quarterback and his receivers, trust that. One, if he throws the ball to you, you're going to catch it. And then two, he knows where you're going to be at the right time. I've prided myself in knowing the in and outs of the playbook. And I've also prided myself in making sure that I know what my quarterback is thinking. So we would talk a lot about things and make sure that we're on the same page. And that's what translated onto the field.
Absolutely. And you're known as well, not only as a very deep red zone threat, that's for sure. Also, is a very good blocker as well. I mean, how much emphasis do you put on honing that part of your craft as well?
Well, when I first came into the league, that's what I was known for, was the blocking part. It wasn't until I got to Houston that they decided to utilize me more at the receiving as well. I felt like I've always had both in my game. It's just Houston knew that they can utilize both. So it's not that I haven't been a blocking tight end. It's more that Houston used me a lot differently than other teams I've been on.
And what's Deshaun like playing with day in, day out? What's his approach to it like behind the scenes?
Oh, extremely professional. He's one of those guys that you want to be a leader. You know that he's not going to slack at all when it comes to both his game preparation, his physical preparation. And it's just a phenomenal guy to be around, teammate. He's very charismatic. He was like his energy. You can't help but have the same energy that he has once he's in that room with you.
Speaking of energy, one of the players that really jumps out on that offense is, for me at least, and I know for a lot of fans, is Jordan Thomas. He seems to bring a real sort of just vibe of energy to the dressing room. What's he like behind the scenes?
I think he's my little brother. He's one of those guys that the same thing. Like, he brings all that energy, like you said, to the field, to the game. He has that passion for the game, and the sky's the limit for him too.
And going further into this tight end group, obviously you got yourself, Jordan Thomas, aforementioned, and then Jordan Akins and Kahale Waring as well. I mean, what's this tight end group like compared to groups you've been in before, and how high do you think the ceiling is on this group?
It's wherever they want it to be, in my opinion. Every single one of them are extremely athletic, extremely strong. They all can do it all. They can block, they can catch, they can all run extremely well. It's a group that I'm proud to be a part of, and I hope that my aged wisdom can rub off on these guys and help them develop a lot faster, because they always say that for a tight end to be at their skill level, I guess, in the NFL is after 3 years, so I'm hoping to help them speed that up.
Definitely. And you mentioned, obviously, that Jordan Thomas is somewhat of a little brother to you, and you mentioned, obviously, your age. Being one of the more experienced players on the roster, do you see yourself taking more of a leadership role, especially given your experience in professional sports over the last few years?
Definitely. It's always been funny to me that because of my path, I'm always the oldest guy in the room. So experience always wasn't the key. It was just being the older guy. So now that I'm finally, I guess, both, it's one of those roles that I take to heart, and I'm trying to be like the dad in the room with the guys, trying to help them with both their life in and out of football.
And what did it mean for the Texans to want to bring you back so quickly after the offseason kicked off?
Oh, it means the world to me. Like I said, I love this organization. Before I joined it, I knew it was something that I wanted to be a part of. And the fact that they also feel like I can be a part of this organization, and it was one of those things that we both knew we wanted to be back, is just amazing to be a part of that. So, and it's just like I'm finding a family now.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly found your family. I mean, it's an exciting time for Texans fans and for the organization as well, obviously. Very high-powered offense we've got going in, a very diverse and quick offense going into this season. How excited are you to see this team develop?
I'm extremely excited. I mean, it just, with the circumstances going on right now, it just sucks I can't go out there and start building a bond and relationship with these guys. But for the most part, it's going to be a very exciting thing once the season starts. Like you said, these guys, every single one of them, are extremely explosive, extremely talented guys, receiving position, tight end position, running back position. I mean, I played with David Johnson. I know what he's capable of. Brandon Cooks, I've been around him. I've seen what he can do. It's one of those groups that I'm just extremely excited to be a part of.
I'm glad you mentioned David Johnson, obviously your time together. What's he like behind the scenes, and what do you think he'll bring to this offense?
He's a complete back, in my opinion. He can do everything. He's extremely explosive. He can make plays in the pass game. And then he's also one of those teammates that you don't have to worry about off the field. He's very responsible mentally. In the building, he's one of those guys. He's going to be attentive, and he's going to know his job inside and out. Just a great guy you want to have on your team, and a great guy you want to be part of your group.
Absolutely. He's an exciting new addition to this Texans offense. And for yourself, obviously you had such a good year last year. What are your sort of personal targets for this year?
I've never really been a guy to set personal targets. I've always been a team player. Whatever the coach wants me to do, I'm going to do. So if I come out and they tell me they need a sixth man on the line to block and give Deshaun more time, that's what I'm going to do. If they need me to go out and run steam balls every single play, I will do that as well. So it's whatever happens, in my opinion. Like I said, I've always said if the ball comes my way, I'm going to catch it. And then if you put a guy in front of me, I'm going to try to block him.
Absolutely. I think it's safe to say you got one of the best sets of hands on this Texans offense. It was an unbelievable year last year. We're all very excited to see that moving on. And then finally, just to close out, what advice would you offer to this year's draftees as they begin to enter this stage of their careers?
It's tough to say right now to get in the building and get going. But the biggest thing is just to prove to yourself and to your teammates that you belong. Me being a free agent, that was my biggest thing. It's like I knew I can belong. I knew I can play with the guys out there, and it's just to go out there and show them that you can be a part of it. Obviously not trying to do it on a cocky level, but just join this group and try to be best you can.
Absolutely. Darren, it was an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you very much for your time. And of course, best of luck throughout the rest of the season.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you once again there to Darren Fells, Houston Texans tight end. Thank you very much for listening today. Hope you're enjoying the draft. Make sure to tune in to Texans Talk podcast. Keep up to date with everything Texans moving forward. And of course, make sure to have a look at USA Today's Texans Wire. Thank you very much for listening. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at ARWoodNFL. And of course, go Texans.